Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. Hello, how are you? Welcome to August. Right? Welcome to a new month, a new chance, a new opportunity to commit to our mindsets and our goals and our habits, a chance to choose how we want to show up. And I think, at least for me, this is what I want to focus on this month. As you know, I have teenage boys. And if any of you have or have ever had teenage boys, you might know that they don't always act how you might want them to. They might not always do what you want them to. And I feel like I've had lots of conversations around being a team player, helping out, and kind of adopting this serving mindset. And lately, I feel as though my words fall on deaf ears. And what I have found is myself creating a bunch of anger and resentment and frustration for myself. And notice the ownership, right? I did not say that they were frustrating me. Notice I said I created it for myself with my thinking. See, the reality is that they are going to act how they act. It's my job, my responsibility to do better, to think better, to feel better. I want to spend more time this month in August focusing on how I'm showing up instead of focusing on how they showed up. It doesn't mean that I won't parent and hold them accountable, but I'll be doing it from a different place, a place of compassion and curiosity, and not from a place of frustration. The energy is completely different. I want to role model how to have conflict in alignment with the best of who I am. And that's never out of resentment or frustration. Okay, so now to the show. I want to talk to you guys today about our commitments. And for the sake of conversation, I want you to think about something that you have wanted to do or stop doing. Okay? A commitment that for whatever reason you struggle following through on your word with. Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's going to bed earlier. Maybe it's taking your supplements. Maybe it's being more present with your spouse or your kids. Whatever it is, I want you to think about a few ideas that I'm going to give you today in hopes that we end August following through on what we say we're going to do. I'll tell you that I've not been as consistent with my workouts as I would have liked to this summer. I haven't been able to go to the normal exercise class that I go to because there's been all sorts of things with my children and running them around and all the things. So in August, just a couple of days ago, I committed to running every day and doing my 150 every day. And I'll let you know something. On Wednesday of this week, I had to answer my brain when it said, you could take today off. You did your run on Monday and Tuesday, and I'm sure you'll do it on Thursday and it's okay. It was a close call. I didn't feel like doing it. And then I answered my brain with, Leah, you know, feeling is not a requirement for doing it. Are you going to be integrous and honor your word? Or are you going to quit on you? So I'm excited to report that I ran every single day and I did my 150 all week long. Okay. So here are some ideas on commitment and how to get there. Okay. First idea. I want you to consider what follow through actually means. What does it mean to be a person of your word? I think it means that you're a person of character. It means that you are a person with integrity. It means that you have a mindset for following through. And just like all mindsets, they are created. And that's the best news ever, my friends. Neuroscience, the idea that neurons that fire together, wire together, mean that you can cultivate any mindset you want. You don't have to be a victim of who you thought you've always been. Like a person that doesn't like to work out. Do you know you can change your mindset, rewire your neurons in your brain to be a person that likes to work out? That is the work that we do on this podcast. This is the work that we do in my Becoming group. We are rewiring our brain for growth, for hope, for happiness, and yes, for commitment. How much better and different would your life be if what you said you were going to do, you actually did? Did you know commitment was a mindset? If you could cultivate commitment, how would that change your life? So we have to start becoming someone that follows through, no matter what, even when we don't want to. Because again, remember, wanting to is not a prerequisite for following through. We have to start thinking thoughts like, I'm going to go to the gym, even when I don't want to. Why? Because I am someone that does what I say I'm going to do. Because I want to live in integrity. And it just so happens that going to the gym is going to help me get in shape and build muscle tone and enhance my cardio conditioning. It's going to help me sleep better and help stabilize my moods. It's going to help me tap into the matter mindset. I matter. I matter enough to go to the gym. I often find that the simple act of going to the gym or going to my basement to work out sets the entire tone of my entire day. And I know some people will challenge me on where your best body, your healthiest body is built. Is it in the gym or is it in the kitchen? And for me, it's in the gym. Because when I go to the gym or work out in my home, I tell myself and my psyche that I matter. And when I matter, I'm way more conscious about my food choices, my hydration, my supplements, my meditation practice, my priorities for the day. I'm way more focused. I am in a way better mood. It helps with my immune function and my hormones and my parasympathetic state of being, not to mention I get better sleep. So kitchen or gym, I'd probably argue back that it doesn't matter the location of the matter. It just matters that whichever you choose creates a matter mindset. So now that you have this matter mindset, here's my second idea for you. Plan. It just has to be planned. And I know some people will say, but I'm spontaneous, Leah. That's fine. You could be spontaneous. I plan my spontaneity. It just has to be planned. Let's say that you are trying to commit to working out. It just has to be in your calendar. It just does. If it's nothing that is a habit for you yet, if it isn't anything that you've committed to as of yet, it must be planned. I mean, and I'm a geek and I get it. Everything I want for my life is written in my planner. If it's not already a habit. And you know what else I do? When I know that I'm not going to want to do it, I will write that right there in my planner. I will write, girl, you are not going to want to do this, but you're going to do it anyway because you matter and your commitment matters and your word matters and your integrity matters. Doing what you say you're going to do matters. Whether you put it in your paper planner or your phone or some other planning device or app or technology is irrelevant. Only that you see it on that day and you commit to it when you write it or type it. Maybe you highlight it or circle it. Sometimes I do that, knowing that it was important when you wrote it down. And now that that day has come, it's not any less important. So you've got to do the things that you say you're going to do. And I'm not tooting my own horn here. I'm not. I just know this is what is required to play defense against my psychology, my mind, because my mind is going to give me all sorts of reasons to not do it. Something came up. Something is seemingly more important than what I had planned. I'm always amazed when people said that they've been wanting to do that thing or stop that thing or start that thing, and it's not planned anywhere. when I look at their planner, there's nowhere on that planner that tells them that they're going to do this thing that day, this time. And if it's not planned anywhere, how are you going to get in the game? You got to give yourself a chance to play the game. Planning is the start of that chance. Otherwise, it's just easy just to not do. Planning is the way you play offense against your psyche. The art of just writing it down is informing your psychology that this matters, that you matter, that your life matters, that your goals and your habits, they all matter. It's the single best offensive play available to you. Third idea. It's another offensive play. One of my favorites. When possible. Habit stack your commitment. Meaning, do that thing you said you were going to do. Think about it. We thought about it at the very beginning. Bring it back to your mind. And can you do it after something that you do every day habitually? When I started my morning five years and years ago, I decided to pair that with my cup of coffee. Having my cup of coffee was something that I did every single day. But usually I had my cup of coffee while I was tending to everybody else's agenda and urgency. Now I start my day writing out my goals, my priorities, my gratitudes, my connections. And now it's a habit. It's a rare morning that I don't spend my morning coffee with me. So whatever it is, if it's going to the gym or working out, maybe you decide that you're going to do it the very first thing that you do. Maybe you decide that before you have your coffee, you're going to walk for 15 minutes. Or maybe you pair it with lunch. Maybe you decide that you're going to do your workout over lunch and then save time to eat when you're finished with your workout. Pairing it with something you already do will help ensure that you will do it. I know for me this week, I paired it with walking the dog. I do that every single morning. And it's been super hot here. And so sometimes I take the dog in the afternoon after my calls, but it's been really hot where I live. So I decided to take him out first thing in the morning. And as soon as I got back from the walk, I went straight to the basement and I got on the treadmill. I did not check my emails. I did not check my phone. I did not sort laundry. I did not tidy up the kitchen because I knew that that would be a distraction and it would allow my brain some time to allow me to excuse myself from my commitment to myself. So habit stack when you can. The next idea, tell someone. Who can you tell? I know for me, I did a reel on Wednesday when I didn't feel like doing it. And I told my audience, I told whoever listened to me that day, hey, I'm committed to working out every single day this week. And I'll tell you, today, I didn't want to do it. And it was like, I have a podcast to do. And I did a reel on Wednesday telling people that I'm going to work out every single day this week. I have to, right? Because sometimes you lose sight of your own mattering. And a lot of times we do what we say we're going to do for everybody else versus ourselves. So tell someone, who can you tell? Who can you get to support you in your commitment, right? I told you all at the beginning of the podcast that I'm committing to reminding myself that how I am showing up is way more important than how my kids showed up. I told all of you that it is way easier to let ourselves down than to let other people down. So next time my kids decide not to do what I asked or not to be team players for our family, I will think about all of you. And trust me, they give me lots of practice to think about all of you and my commitment to myself and now to you. And remind myself that of course they're going to act that way. They're teenagers. How do I want to act? Can you tell someone that you're going to commit to the gym this month? That you're going to commit to your meditation practice? That you're going to commit to that project? That you're going to commit to whatever you thought about at the very beginning of this podcast? Can you just text somebody right now? Because we are way more likely to quit on ourselves, to let ourselves down, than to let anyone else down. So who can you tell today about your goal or something that you want to work towards? If people don't know your dream or what you're working on, how can they support you in yours? Number five, track. There are all sorts of ways that you can track your habits and your goals and your commitments, but my very favorite is the Habit Tracker. I mean, you can download one for free online, but you can't measure what you don't monitor. Tracking your habits is one of the best ways to assure you do them. It's the same idea as tracking your food. If you know you have to write it down, you are less likely to eat that Oreo or eat that handful of chips because it requires mindfulness. And I know for me, when I do my habit tracker, I know that I can't color in my square if I don't do what I told myself I was going to do. So I do it. And on the habit tracker, it's like this wheel and you write down four or five or six or however many habits you want to work on in any given month. And you can't color it in or check it off or X it off if you don't do it. So it reminds me that if I don't take my supplements or if I don't wash my face, or these are habits that have been on there, I don't get to X it off. Okay. So you got to track it. Okay. Next one. Challenge yourself. Let's face it. Even if we have a matter mindset, even if we have planned it out, it's in our calendar, we've have it stacked it, and we've told someone about it, and we're tracking it, life happens. We get extra commitments asked of us. We have an unexpected accident or an illness. Life sets us back, making it harder to honor our word, harder to be integrous with our word. Everyone can quit. Everyone can excuse the best of who it is that they are to our life's conditions. People cheat on us. People lie on us. People lie about us. People don't honor their commitments to us. No one would blame you for not following through. We tolerate excuses. It seems now more than ever, these past 2 years, we have excuses for everything. And we tolerate it in other people, and we tolerate it in ourselves. Have you been tolerating your excuses? Do you like your excuses? Or do you know that something more is available to you? What if we stopped tolerating even in the challenges? What if we met the challenge, the struggle, with the best of who we are? And what if we built up a resilience mindset that this becomes an inner strength that cannot be taken away from us? Not in challenge, not in struggle, not in strife. It's something that is innate in you. That you're a person that no matter the struggle is going to be committed to your word, even when, and especially when, no one else is. Because it's really easy for us to excuse our potential when no one else is honoring theirs. I just want you to be better for you. Then the last idea that I want to give you is to adopt a role model mindset. The great thought leaders in this personal development space encourage this mindset for practically every self-improvement growth opportunity. People are watching you. Your kids are watching you. Your colleagues are watching you. Your family is watching you. When I think about this idea of role modeling, I like to think about my conditioning and what was role modeled for me. Did I witness people in my life honor their word? Did they do what they said they were going to do? Did they make excuses when it got hard? Did they give up? Or did they continue to fight to get back up and try again? Whatever was role modeled for you will either support you in your own commitments or it will challenge you. Same for the people in your life right now. Are you role modeling being a person of character, a person that follows through? Are you role modeling your mattering? Or do you placate, pretend, and find a way your life? Are you teaching your children and your colleagues to share their thoughts, their feelings, their true existence? Are you teaching them that your word matters? Or are you doing one thing and doing something different? Remember, people are watching. They are watching how you show up. They're watching your energy. They're watching how you handle other people, how you treat other people. They're watching if you do or say nice things to people. They take note when you say you're going to do something and then don't. And just as it ruins the relationship with yourself when you don't do what you say, it ruins your relationship with them. Committing to your mattering, committing to your word is one of the best ways to develop trust with yourself. And from that trust comes self-respect. And from that self-respect comes self-love. And from that self-love comes confidence. You get to confidence, friends, via commitment. Commitment to your word, commitment to your mattering, to the essence of who it is that you are. So to recap, commitments, it requires character. It requires honoring your word. It requires planning. It requires some habit stacking if that's available. It requires for support, seeking mentorship, seeking accountability, tracking, challenging yourself to rise above even when everyone else is excusing that rise, and adopting this role model mindset. All of this builds and cultivates confidence. And if you need support with any of this, this character creation, this productivity planning with habit stacking and getting support and mentorship and accountability, if you want to challenge that very next version of you, I'm going to invite you to a mastermind that I'm launching in October. I'm super excited about it. It is a clutter-free in three mastermind. We're going to work on clearing all the emotional and mental and behavioral and relational and temporal and career clutter so that you can have more time to do the things that really matter, like vacations and concerts and experiences, more time with friends and your family, and whatever you find yourself saying, I wish I had more time to do X, fill in the blanks, self-care, meditation, travel, reading, whatever it is, we are going to find you a ton of time to do it. We're also going to clear the clutter to find you more money, right? And if you're an entrepreneur or an executive, we're going to find you thousands of dollars using a proprietary software so that you can find the profits that are missing from your business or under all of the clutter that you're not seeing. So if you're tired of feeling out of control, and if you're tired of feeling overwhelmed, and if you're tired of feeling frustrated, and if you're tired of being too busy to do the things that you want to do, and if you're just plain tired of not knowing what to do, this mastermind is for you. We're going to solve for all of those things and more. We're going to clear all the clutter in your mind, in your heart, and your home so that you're free to live into your abundant knowing. So I've also lots of bonuses. As you can tell, I'm super excited about it. Lots of bonuses, well-being, productivity planner with all the things that I talk about on the show. The habit tracker, the mood tracker, the sleep tracker, planning pages, daily five, words of days, all of it. Okay. So everything that I've ever wanted in a planner, in one planner, seriously, I'm just so excited. So if you're interested, head over to my website, get on the wait list. I'll be super, super excited to have you there. Have just an amazing one, everyone. Be committed to your mattering. Be a person of character. Plan, seek support, mentorship, accountability. Challenge yourself more. Stop tolerating and excusing who you could be and step into and choose who you want to be. All right. We'll see you next Friday. Have an amazing one.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.